No, dude, the crazy part, I'm literally on the floor. I'm on the ground, and Fallon is standing above me, just like laughing and
Jimmy
laughing.
Fallon?
I swear to God.
Wait. This is just the episode where we just fart to speak the whole time. I bet we could fart to speak to each other. Really?
Mm.
No.
I meant that.
Well, I guess this is our last episode. You know what?
Aiden, you're going to let him talk to me like that? Dude?
This is the engagement we need. Let's do fart talk for the first 7 minutes. That'll keep us from not cussing. We're good.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up, and boy, are her arms tired.
Boy, are my arms tired. Man, what an insane week.
Yeah, I mean... All right, so
crazy.
I mean, cat's out the bag, bag's out the cat.
I did the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Yay!
Yeah.
That was so cool. And I did, the reason I had to cancel those three shows at the top of November was because I was doing this. So I'm sorry about that. I could not tell you why, but I hope you watched and enjoyed.
I haven't seen it yet. How'd you do?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I realized, sorry, just
yeah.
I'm ADD as hell. Because I'm the one that, like, when I edit these at the end, I'm always noticing like I'm patting the mic to keep the thing down. Yeah. And I'm like, stop. I've already done it five times since this episode started. It's like a nervous tick. But I'm not nervous at all.
No, he's so
sitting with a superstar.
Yeah.
I know. It's different.
Hey,
now.
Stop fangirling. It's bad luck.
We have like she has like a no eye contact rule now. Podcasting. I can't look her directly in the eyes. So if it looks like I'm looking just past her,
it's because I am.
Yeah. She's
Man.
Been looking just past me for
Let's
years.
Let's talk
now.
About where do we start? Oh,
we can start
Lord,
with the freaking
yeah.
the good, bad, and the ugly.
Holy camole. Okay, so I get this. Very nervous, very excited. The government shutdown happens, meaning flying was hard. Okay, so we're all nervous and we're like, you know what? We're gonna fly out to New York a day early just in case something goes. Excuse me. goes wrong.
Right? Yeah.
And so I'm so paranoid about it being canceled. I end up getting a flight to New York on Delta and on Southwest just to like see which one.
It's like a gamble. You're putting money on both.
Yeah. And
hoping
I'm
one
like,
hits.
Okay. And it's just me and Matt. And we always fly Southwest, but the Southwest flight kept getting delayed over and over.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck.
All these Southwest flights the days before were just like running way behind. So she was like, let's get a Delta flight and a Southwest flight. And whichever one boards first, we'll take and just cancel the other one.
And so we ended up getting on the Delta flight.
Because the Southwest flight had already delayed like 3 hours.
Yeah, so we were like, well, I guess we'll just get on Delta. We get on the plane, first off, Delta does not have an ADA bro.
Yeah, so.
In the front, they put us like in the back.
They put baby in 23B.
Back the plane, no aisle chair. I walked and held on to the bins like a monkey bar.
Swinging.
It just feels weird being sent to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, nope.
Nope.
Huh?
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
I
don't know if we're going to get to that one, but
I think we're not on the same page.
No. But we're in the same...
book.
Book. I was going to say magazine.
That's crazy, though, honestly, that they don't have an ADA compliant, like, front. That's very surprising.
I'm about to blow your mind, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're on the plane, and we're like, finally, we made it. Yeah. We're on the plane, everything's fine. There's a baby screaming. We don't care.
It's fine. We're headed to New York City, baby.
The plane starts taxiing for takeoff.
And then it stops.
And then it stops. And the pilot goes, I'm sorry to do this, but I've timed out and we have to cancel this flight. Yeah. So I'm like almost in tears. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. You know, because I had to be there a day before Fallon because I was running my set at the cellar the night before. And so... we have to deboard the plane. I was like, I need an aisle chair. I can't. And they're like, got it. And we're waiting forever.
Well, also, let's not skip this part. We have to deboard the plane. I'm like, all right, well, the Southwest flight got delayed 3 minutes. Maybe we can just rebook it somehow and get on that one. I look, and the Southwest flight had gone all the way back to its original time and taken off. It's 30 minutes from New York by the time. I'm looking, I'm like, oh, this flight's already 30 minutes away from New York, the one that we canceled.
That's soul crushing.
So
that's horrible.
Yeah.
And Matt was running on like 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, because that weekend I had gotten back from Rodney's gig at 3 a.m., woke up at 7 a.m. to go drive to Chicago with John Deloney, an 8-hour drive there. To go do a show on like 3 hours of sleep, do that, get back, or we drive like 4 hours back that night, wake up at 7 a.m. the next morning to drive the rest of the way to this. And like, yeah, I've got like a collectively like 6 hours of sleep over 3 days, and then this.
It's just a nightmare. And they're like, oh, rebook your flight for tomorrow morning. And you can have a hotel voucher. We're like, we'll stay closer to the airport. It took forever for us to get to the hotel because the shuttles and we Ubered.
Well, they never brought an aisle chair. So, again, she had to get up and walk from the back of the plane all the way to the
front.
Sorry,
I didn't realize what an aisle chair was.
It's like this thing that fits in the aisle. And
okay, I'm picturing it. It took me a minute.
And
damn.
So that never comes. So we're just like, all right, let's go. We got to like get to this hotel to at least try and get an hour of sleep before. Because we booked, again, a 6 a.m. flight from Southwest. And then they booked that 9:30 flight for Delta for us already. So we're like, let's get off this plane. And then we try to get a shuttle. It's picking everybody up to take them to this hotel. It's taking forever. So we get an Uber. And there's already all the passengers that had gotten off are also staying at this hotel. So you get there and the lobby's what, like
just
50 people in there getting rooms checked in.
It was
because everyone's having the same thing.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
The aisle seat thing is ridiculous.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. Well, it's interesting, actually. The only reason I like am a Southwest person is because they're the only planes that like the front row is for disabled people because we get on first.
Yeah,
and like I can get out of my chair and get into the front row by myself. Basically, it's very nice, and I'm next to the bathroom. You know, I found out from flight attendant yesterday. Southwest is moving to assigned seating. And I was like, okay, but like, is the front row still going to be like the ADA row? She was like, no, it was actually going to cost more to book because of the leg room.
That's ridiculous, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
The whole, I don't, because first of all, Southwest sold to private equity 2 years ago. And JW is like, I watch every time a company does that, it just tanks. Like, the service gets worse, everything just gets worse, and it's already happening. Like, what they're trying to do is just, you know, people bought into it, and now they're doing anything they can to profit more off Southwest. But the whole thing to Southwest was,
because you want increasing
check profit. In quick, you choose your seating, which in your case
is a godsend, huge, you know? Deal.
I don't understand what they would do. Like, and obviously it was not an easy thing for you. I didn't quite understand when you said you were grabbing the stuff on your way in. Now I can picture. Now I see what's going on. I didn't realize.
She's just like.
So like, what would?
I'm like sweating. What would a paralyzed person do? Like aisle chair, but they don't keep those on the fucking plane.
Feeling good that day or something like.
I know.
Like, what would they do?
Well, the fact that Delta didn't even have a fucking aisle chair on their plane.
Yeah.
Illegal. You're supposed to all, and here's what I think a solution would be. We haven't even gotten to Jimmy Fallon
yet. No, we haven't even got to New York yet.
Right. I think a solution should be this. If you decide to use the wheelchair people at the airport and you're like, I'm disabled, you've seen people pretend they can't, you know, I think you should have to do all the shit bad too that I have to do. You're not allowed to stand up and go in the sensor. You have to be pat down. And, yeah, you can board first, but you have to wait when the plane lands to get off the plane till you're last.
Yeah.
Which is what
Yeah. I guess what everybody should know is what you have to go through first.
Stop being jealous that I get on first.
So they get on first. That's great. I mean, it makes total sense.
But it won't fucking matter.
But you have to get off last. So when you have connecting flights,
first there, last nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're nice enough to be like, "We'll let you off first. Go ahead and get, you know, and everybody can wait." But it really depends on this stewardess or who you get, whether they're going to let that happen or not. Mm-hmm. Also, if they have to go get an aisle chair, then you know you got to wait anyway. Mm-hmm. But with hers, the chair folds up, fits on the cabin. There's like a wheelchair compartment that it folds up and fits into. Shout out Super Handy. And it's normally in the back of the plane or it's right in the front. But either way, they want to get everybody off the plane first. And then she gets to get off. So
I just think if you're going to try to benefit from our hardship, you should have to have the bad part also.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that will use the wheelchairs to get on first and then just get right off.
And book it
easy
off.
Easy peasy as soon as it lands.
So it really pisses me off. Matt!
Huh?
Wake up, Sam.
I'm awake. I'm good.
We have a sponsor.
We have a sponsored ad. Yeah. Who could it be?
Yeah, it's Third Coast Entertainment.
Oh, you talking about Brad Reed?
Yes, sir.
What does he do?
DJs different events.
Oh, man. Is that the guy that set up
DJ
for our wedding?
Our wedding. It was pretty lit. It was so good. I got up and danced.
Oh, my God. That's just how good they are over there at Third Coast Entertainment. You can find all their special needs.
Tyrone.
DJ Tyrone? Jesus. We're going to have to edit this out. Anyway, go check them out over there at thirdcoastentertainment.com. You can email Brad directly, and he will get you set up with whatever you need. They got 360 cameras. They got glow sticks. They got DJs doing everything they can. And you can find them online, thirdcoastentertainment.com. That's 3RDentertainment.com. Or check them out on Instagram at Third Coast Entertainment.
All right, back
to
the
episode.
That is pretty very day. Frustrating. Sorry that if I took it anyway. I want to hear about New York, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we take the next morning, the 6 a.m. flight works out. We fly all the way to New York. No problem. Get there. Easy peasy. Check in. Sweetest lady ever at the front.
Erica,
yeah. At the Hyatt Regency in New York.
Yeah, she rocks. We took a 3-hour nap. Yeah. And then my friend Allie got there, and we went to the Cellar, and I was very nervous, but those shows were fun.
Yeah, So first night, you go and run your set at Cellar to get ready for the Tonight Show the next day. And
the legendary Cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first set,
it was okay.
It was, yeah. It was decent.
To be fair, I did learn a lot of the crowd. Like, they are tourists.
So they might not even speak English.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
That well.
I didn't know the non-English part. I have heard that it's like always tourists though.
Yeah, it was great. And I was like, oh.
So it can be tougher.
Second show was really great. I panicked a little because there were some like changes I was asked to make to my set last minute, but turned out to be like awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that set absolutely ripped.
Yeah.
That was very relieving after the first one. And then we go to the after party.
There was an after party at the stand for the comedy festival that was happening in New York. And everyone's there, and I got to invite Sam, Marilla, Mark Norman. So we all got to hang out. That was really fun. It was like a legit-ass party.
Yeah. It was huge. I mean, nuts to butts in there.
Everyone was there.
Yeah. Because the New York Comedy Festival was going on at the same time. So every night they would have an after party somewhere. And that night it was at the stand.
He just repeated everything I just said.
Yeah. Back to my normal ways.
Back to roots.
And it was really cool. She invited Mark Norman and Sam Marill. That was very sweet, though. Sam and Mark, you know, came to hang out with you. And that was
well, and
cool.
Sam is the one.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
He introduced me to
Michael Cox.
Yeah, the booker of the Tonight Show. So he was, like, very invested in me, like, doing well and, like, enjoying it, which was very nice.
Yeah. And we had fun. I think we're both like, what all do we share and what do we...
I know.
Yeah. But it was great. The after hang was sick. We wake up. If you really want the deeper stuff, you can go over to the patreon.com /rampingoutpod
to share
what we can on here.
I agree with that.
So... there's some stuff we could say, and then there's some stuff that's behind
a
paywall.
Put a pin in, like, the topic we're just talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
After party.
Yeah.
Hang out, have fun there, and then wake up the next morning.
Yeah, my friend Blake Marshall, the Blair bitch, is his Insta. Did my hair and makeup. It was good vibes all around. We're getting ready. Drinking coffee. I feel like I'm telling this so boring.
Yeah, I mean, they don't care about us getting coffee that day, I don't think. We got bagels, too. What was your bagel order?
Egg and cheese.
No, yeah. I mean, I wasn't being serious, but that's cool. I got bacon, egg, and cheese.
No one cares, Matt.
Yeah.
How long
I mean, they really don't give a shit about
how long
bagel
did it
like
take it. To get ready for Fallon?
Probably 3 hours. Yeah.
Blake absolutely crushed
Blake
makeup and hair.
Did.
You looked
I've known Blake since third grade.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He actually is a gay man. And he asked me to be his girlfriend in like the fifth grade. And I was like, no, I thought it was.
And that's what turned him.
Yeah. I love him. He did my bridesmaid's hair for the wedding. Anywho.
So car service is called.
Oh,
the Tonight Show calls
sick.
The car service to come pick you up.
Big black SUV. Right? Like it was, I felt fancy.
That is sick.
No, we roll in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so surreal, dude.
Oh, is that the Rockefeller Studios? Is that the building, right?
30 Rock.
30 Rock? Okay, yeah. So they do a lot of stuff there. They do the Tonight Show, all the late night shows are in there. SNL's in there. 30 Rock was in there, the show. Such an insanely nice building.
Oh my God. And we're being like escorted through. Like we felt very cool.
Yeah. Like even in the elevator, the carpet in the elevator is just the peacock NBC symbols everywhere. So it's very surreal, very cool.
Yeah, and we get, and I have my own dressing room, and it says like Fiona Colley and Tonight Show. And I had a big gift bag.
Mm-hmm. It's not here. Allie's got it. We'll show it on another episode.
Yeah, I have a photo.
Oh, yeah. We'll throw that up there.
That's cool they put in the effort to make you guys feel comfortable before you go on the
show.
Yeah,
it was really sick. And
they're like, the guest tonight is the Jonas Brothers.
And I was like, no, it's really cool and normal. And I'm not nervous at all. They were cool.
Yeah, my they came by like one by Kevin. One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kevin ripped.
But if you want to hear the truth about the Jonas Brothers, go over to the Patreon. No, Kevin was cool. It's crazy. Like they have to do like their little intro. Whatever they were doing for like social media. So they're like, hey, you want to come in the hall and watch them do this thing? So when they're doing like, it's like Christmas special.
Yeah, they're like drumming with the wrapping Tonight Show. Paper.
And we're watching them like go through it and record it and do all these takes to get it right. And it was very cool to see that. And then Jimmy comes over to you.
Yeah. And I'm nervous. So I'm making jokes and I'm kind of grossing.
Yeah. She riffed hard with Fallon. Like made him you can see like he's been through it a million times of meeting people. So he's got he's very professional, very tall, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like 6'1", 6'2". And he's like laughing at first, you know, because she's making a joke. And then the joke actually hits him and you see him like laugh for real. You're like,
like, you nice. Seem kind of let him. Go. And I was like, hell yeah, we're doing it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimbo.
And yeah, then the Jones Brothers come by one to talk to you. That was very sweet. I didn't get to meet Questlove from The Roots or Black Thought, but I did see him and that was cool. And they're
told me I was very funny.
Who did?
The band. Is that
the band doing? Said that? Yeah. I didn't see that. That was cool as hell. Yeah. Oh, shit.
You weren't back there yet.
Oh, like right after? Oh, okay. Yeah. And then the countdown begins. Everybody's going on. We're in the green room watching them.
Yeah. Really?
On the screen.
I'm so nervous.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, don't cuss. Like, do I look fat? Like, I was like,
no, you look beautiful.
Thank you, baby. But, like, yeah, it was just like crazy to be back there and watch. And then they were like, all right, Fiona, you're up in 10. And they had to take Matt, Blake, and Allie to go watch from like out in there. So I was alone for the 10 minutes leading up to it. And I'm like,
that's interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that you'd be alone at any point.
Well, yeah. I'm with the people that work there, but I don't have my friends.
Right. No. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh no. Terrifying. And the time comes, I get out there, and after the first laugh, I, like, really loosened up, I think.
Yeah.
And I started to have fun. Something that was, like, really important to me, if you noticed at the end of the episode when Jimmy came in, was like, you know, go see her, blah, blah, blah. He plugs to find out more about Friedrich's ataxia. Go to curefa.org. I requested that they plug the FA organization. And it was just like, I couldn't believe they did it.
Yeah. It's a very big moment.
They've never done something like that.
That is really cool.
And I'm the first wheelchair comedian, I believe, on that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so cool.
It was very awesome to watch. I had some people over. We watched it. It was very fun. Very cool.
I didn't know that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. If you've been dreaming about your next vacation but don't want the stress of planning it yourself, you've got to reach out to Audrey Steers with Travelmation. She can help you plan everything from all-inclusive resorts to cruises to even custom trips overseas. And the best part? Her services are completely free to you, motherfuckers. Audrey is certified in group travel, accessible travel, and destination weddings. So no matter who you're traveling with or where you're going, she'll make it effortless. Shoot her an email at audreysteers@travelmation.net and start planning your dream motherfucking trip today.
And pretty wild.
I do just want to say it was very awesome to sit back there and or like up in the stands and just, I don't know. It's, I don't know, because when it comes to you, it's whether you wanted it or not. I know that's maybe not even the reason you got into it, but your comedy has become way more than just comedy. You know, it's now you're able to represent a whole community of underprivileged people and underserved people, and you really got to see in the comments that their voices were heard through what you were able to do and what you took the liberty to do, which was you could have, you know, re-promoted your dates and done, you know, promoted yourself. But instead, you took a moment to bring awareness to a rare disease called Friedreich's ataxia. And that was one of the most beautiful things and moments I've seen on TV.
Aww.
And I hope you get your flowers and know that that was a very special moment. And it was very, very awesome to see and to even be in the same room as that. I felt very, very fortunate.
You're so sweet.
That's my spiel. Delete that part.
That was very cool. It made me very emotional. I like the response to everyone saying, like, how seen they felt. And, like, I picked the jokes I did to which ones are the most informative about FA. Because I wanted to, like, talk about it for as long as I could. You know? It was just cool to see it all work out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
So when you get done after you, there's the plug with for the FA, and then, you know, you guys are talking at the end. The camera zooms out.
What was he saying?
What was he saying? What were you thinking?
I mean, I was like, "We did it! We did it!" You know, I was, yeah. I was like, strong.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was being so nice. He was like, that was amazing. Like, you're so funny, blah, blah. And as we were, like, walking off or whatever, he was like, would love to have you back anytime. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then, so that was dope, right? Everything's great. I'm, like, top. Like, I'm feeling high. I'm so, like, happy. And then freaking Cam Patterson comes up,
yeah,
and he gives me, Matt, Allie, and Blake a tour of SNL.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we go, Fallon is on, what, like the sixth floor, and then SNL is like on one of the floors above it.
Dang, this is a massive building.
Like, yeah, it's huge.
All these sets.
Yeah, and he takes us up, and we're watching them, like, rehearse the sketch
of them we saw on Saturday Night Live.
The bad haircut sketch is the one that we got to sit there and watch, and it was very cool. He showed us their rooms that they,
it
like,
was okay. Can we please shout out Cam again? I just, like, love him.
Shout out Cam Patterson.
He's a good person, like, cares for everyone. He's so good at his job. I don't know.
If you unplug that laptop, sorry, it's fully charged, so it keeps making that charge noise.
I haven't even heard
it. Yeah. There we go. Cam's the man. I mean, what a genuine, nice guy. I wish him all the success in the world because he's handled every
like
ounce
anything
of it
you think
grace.
About him, he's nicer than that. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
He did not have to give us a tour. I mean, you're in there, it seems like a very, like, even when we were telling, because the levels aren't connected to each other. Like, just because you're in one doesn't mean you have access to another. So
it's like security.
Yeah, it's very, very secure.
I cannot imagine, the amount of cost and equipment on each floor. It's got to be insane. Like, the cameras.
Oh, you
have
freaked out. Like, yeah, no. Seeing that was...
Well, the crazy thing that they were talking about with, like, the Tonight Show is all the props and everything that you see, they have to piece out to get up this elevator. And there's not, like, a service shaft that's big. So all the things fit intricately into this elevator,
like,
so they can piece them together.
They're designed to fit in that elevator.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah. So. Just like me. Dang.
Ding. All right, we're kicking off. So we do the tour.
And then we went, sorry.
No, have at it.
No, the tour was amazing. Iconic. And then we got to get back in this big fancy car and head over to Seafire Grill, which was, honest to God, some of the best food I've ever had in my life. It was so fancy and cool.
Yeah. They were nice enough to reach out and host you after the show.
Isn't that great?
Was that the one with the cool looking espresso martinis?
Yeah.
And that was crazy just because, I mean, that was a very cool moment because they're like, you know, everything's on us. And it is not a cheap place.
Like, it was the coolest way to wrap that up. And, like, I mean, we're all just, like, giddy.
Yeah.
Having so much fun.
Yeah.
We finished dinner around 10:30. And then we all head back to the hotel. And we turn on NBC. And we get to, like, watch it. And Matt went and grabbed a tall boy so we could split a beer.
We're all just drinking beers in the room.
And we... I mean,
that's cool.
Like cried watching it. It was so cool. And then our flight, because I had to leave to go to the Skankfest.
Yeah. So that airs there at 11:30. You go on at 12:30 on the show.
Do we wait to talk about this? Before?
This is actually perfect timing because we could go into voicemails.
We'll do calls. So this is going to be a two-part series.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Talk about the Tonight Show on this one, and then Skankfest will be the next episode. But the show wraps up at, what, like one?
Yeah.
That we're done, and, I mean, we're all on cloud nine. I know there's no way you're really going to sleep anytime soon, but our flight's at 6 a.m. the next morning. I've got to go to Minnesota. She's going to New Orleans for Skankfest. So we get like 30 minutes of sleep and then...
Not even exaggerating.
No, I said, go ahead.
Not even exaggerating. The Matt goes on his flight. I go on mine. Cannot sleep. And then we'll leave it there.
And then the rest is
to
be
next
told.
Episode.
Yeah. But... Overall, top three experience in life?
Yeah, I'd say number two, right behind our wedding.
Ooh, I just thought of...
Yeah.
Sorry, right behind what?
Our wedding.
Oh, okay, perfect, yeah. But
the Kill Tony moment was pretty damn big, too, though.
I do... This is a question I thought of today. If you had to guess, how many text and phone calls did you get, like... Within the day before up to the day after of Fallon, I bet your phone was going crazy.
I hit 2,000 unread texts.
Damn, have you even got to them yet?
No.
Woo.
I'm stressed, and the DMs are a lot. I'm so grateful anyone watching this that wished me luck or watched it and liked it.
God, that's stressing me out just hearing that number.
Yeah.
Jesus. If you haven't seen her email, she's currently sitting at 50,000, so.
And if you had to guess the calls, probably less of those, of course. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot less. Wow. Yeah. I did get a really crazy text message.
Just from someone, yeah.
We'll save that for the Patreon.
Yeah, actually, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that went on behind the scenes that really I don't know if we're comfortable talking about on here, but patreon.com/rampinguppod.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to move into
what's the segment called?
Next segment, Fiona, call me.
That's right. You guys have called in and you've left us voicemails at the number 615-547-8824. Thought that was going to be a recurring thing, but yeah. No. I guess, yeah. 615-547-8824. And I've got some calls over here that I think would be great. And I would love for you to listen to. You guys ready? Hope this works. It never works the first try, and I'm always like, God dang it. All right, hang on.
Hey, Fiona. Hey, Matt. I'm a big fan. My name is Gordon. My question is about my friend Ben. It's kind of a personal topic. I don't mean to make things too serious, but he's been kind of struggling with he went through kind of a rough patch. He's kind of been, like, overeating. He, like, spends a lot of money on DoorDash, and he eats like a lot of McDonald's, and he drinks a lot of Coke Zeros, and it's starting to like affect his health. He's having problems with like his eyesight, he said. And I'm just wondering how do you broach a topic like that with a close friend without, you know, crossing any boundaries or hurting their feelings? Any advice at this time would be really appreciated. So thank you for your time. I love the podcast. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
Wait, what was... I missed one word and it felt important.
What was the word?
I don't know.
The guy's name or...
the overeating or what?
So, wait, what's the issue?
His health is declining because...
He's going through a rough patch and he's using, eating to... Yes. He's eating his feelings.
And they're starting to be like physical.
Yeah, it's affecting his eyesight, yes. Which could be that's diabetic.
What I couldn't hear eyesight. Okay.
Yeah, it's affecting his eyesight, his weight, his health overall. And he's saying, as a friend, how do I approach this without being offensive?
You seem like a very sweet guy, Ben.
Ben,
it's cool that you are paying attention.
Wait, no, Gordon. The guy's name is Ben.
Oh,
sorry.
Gordon. Yeah. The irony of his name being Gordon, like Gordon Ramsay, the chef, and his friends over here.
Yeah, stop feeding your friend Ben.
Sorry. Ding?
Ding, there you
Did
go.
You get one?
For me?
Yeah.
No, you All thought right. that. I'm just tagging it.
All right.
I don't get
Sorry,
points for tagging
Gordon.
It. Yeah, no points for the tag. I get a Carlos Mencia point. It just makes like a
difference. Ooh, I kind of want an energy drink. Okay, listen here, Gordon. Okay, here's my genuine answer. Is that okay?
Yeah.
First off, I love that you're asking for advice on this and you care about your friend like that. I think worrying about what you do or how you express it.
There's a straw in that drawer with the Oreos. Did I drink the Oreos? Sorry.
The left of the sink. No,
down
the
drawer. Gordon Ramsay's going to bitch your ass out.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then after this, we're going to have a tutorial to teach Aiden the difference between
drawers
and cabinets.
I was like, what is going on?
Oh, man.
Thank you. Okay, sorry. What was I saying? Oh, okay. First off, I think at this point, the fact that you are so worried about him to the point where you're calling in, worrying about being honest and being concerned about someone versus hurting their feelings with your concern or honesty. I think when someone's health is in danger, worrying about their feelings is no longer a privilege they have because they need to hear the truth. And it's like he might be hurt or whatever when you first bring it up, but in the long term, he will thank you.
Yeah. I mean, if that ends up being something detrimental to him and he loses his life over what you foresaw, it's going to eat you alive that you never said anything. Mm-hmm. So at this point, it's fuck his feelings. Hit him with the truth.
Yeah, you seem like a really good friend. Yeah. He's lucky to have you.
You could also frame it as something you guys could do together. That's what I would
do. Yeah. Like, hey, we're not going to eat bread.
Damn it. All right. Damn. Point. We ate so much bread this last week. It was all celebratory. God, we ate bread with every meal.
Tonight too. I don't give a fuck. Sorry, Gordon.
Yeah. No, well, as long as Ben doesn't watch this, he's like, they're eating pizza. Yeah, that's very good advice. I mean, you know, when it comes to someone's well-being, I mean, Yeah. Nice guy. You'll approach it the right way. I don't think it'll be an issue. I mean, let him know you're concerned and don't tell him people are concerned because then he's going to think you're conspiring against him. Just say you yourself are concerned.
That's a really good point. I think that's because
some people will go the other way and be like, fuck everybody. I'm going to eat this entire pizza by myself tonight when we order it later and it gets to the house. You couldn't eat a whole pizza if you tried.
A challenge?
Yes. So tune into the Patreon to see if she can eat an entire pizza.
This is the worst flavor I've ever had.
It's we're running like out.
Cotton candy.
Oh. Yeah. What's the flavor? Also, if you really want to curb your boy Ben's appetite, get him addicted to
nicotine.
Rogue nicotine pouches.
It's called
Fantasy. Start him on 3 milligram.
Fantasy Vibe.
Oh yeah, that's disgusting. All right, just chime in mid ad read. Get him addicted to Rogue nicotine pouches. Start him on 3, but ramp that boy up to 9. Okay.
You know it's really
he'll
going
never
rogue.
Eat again.
You know what's really going rogue? His appetite, because he won't have it anymore after Rogue nicotine pouch.
That's right. He can eat him if he wants. If he gets real hungry, just swallow that bad boy.
I fucking hate that.
All right, what was the other flavor?
All right, let's do the next caller. I'll
all right, yeah.
Sorry, Aiden.
Thanks for calling in, Gordon. Yeah, and call back in. We'd love to hear how that pans out and how that works.
Sparkling apple pear. I hate when it's a flavor that's just like an idea. Like, give me like fantasy vibe. What am I supposed to imagine that tastes like?
It's more like nightmare vibes.
Take a sip of it. Celsius, I love you.
Yay. Personally, love that.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not drinking. I already had my magic mind.
You love it?
It's not bad. It does taste like cotton candy, though. That's pear apple. That should be fine.
Yeah, I only like flavors that exist in nature.
Yeah. When have you ever eaten a tropical vibe?
That's what you're coming
to. Oh, here we go. Sparkling mandarin marshmallow.
Oh, the marshmallow.
About to be up all night.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Next caller, you are on. Great. Randy's on the way with Lulu. So he should be coming in mid podcast.
Fiona, Matt. My name's Billy Martin. I'm from Texas. My father, while growing up, he was in a wheelchair, and I took care of him. And I just asked any questions that have to any relations, anything that you could relate to anybody else's story about what it's like to take care of somebody like that. And you have a much more bright personality and outlook on your situation than what my dad had to deal with. And I was very fond of him, and I think it's a very cool thing that you're doing with your life. You're a great inspiration, and thank you for sharing you and your experience. And thank you, Matt. Bye-bye.
I'm not crying. I can't deal with stuff like that. I always cry.
Get it together.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
That was a very sweet call.
Out here doing cool shit. People recognizing. Yeah. Inspiring.
Ugh, fuck. What was the question?
I think the question was how your outlook on life, how you stay so bubbly. I'm not sure if that was a question directed towards me.
I think it was you, like, taking care.
Oh, I just don't take care of her. Maybe.
I will say, I feel like as far as, like, taking, like, helping me.
It's, I'll take this one, actually.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
I existed like this for years before I knew Matt. So I do know how to get around and function on my own. Mm-hmm. But Matt he's made my life so much easier. But I don't feel like I rely on you to live.
No.
Okay.
And that's tough because it's, you know, disability is a spectrum. You know, some people are better off physically and some people are worse off physically. And it's, you know, with Friedrich's ataxia, it's different every day. You know, some days it's easier for you to get around. Some days it's harder, and it's tough to judge because I'm also one of those people that maybe just the way I was raised, but it's like, don't help people too much to where you're like hindering their ability to take care of themselves. Disabling them. So it's kind of a constant struggle for me to figure out on my own when moments are that you need help and when moments aren't. I will always be helpful when you ask, and I've kind of just realized that, like, you know, you're your own human being. You have your own voice. If you need help, you're a big girl. You can, you know, bury whatever pride you have down and ask for help, because I know that's tough. And it differentiates every day. Like, because in my head, I'm like, oh, you know, she was doing this yesterday, so she should be able to do it today. But it's not the case. It depends on a lot of things. How much sleep did you have? How tired are you? How's your day going? You know, like, it's...
Did I eat enough?
Yeah, did you eat enough?
Days and bad days. I'll kill you.
Yeah, how many have you tied on today? I mean, it's going to be...
There you go.
No. Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. There's just a lot of factors that play into it. If you're saying, I have a bubbly personality, thank you. I feel like I try to have a good outlook on life. I think having a background in social work, you kind of learn how to navigate other people's struggles, I guess.
Oh, and to not absorb it as your own, so you lose your...
Well, it's a lot harder to not absorb it on your own when you're in a relationship with that person. You know, I wasn't banging all these clients in social work, so...
Okay. Point.
Oh. All right, point. But... I don't know. It doesn't... It probably goes to just the way I was raised. You know, having a disabled grandmother that I loved very, very much... It was something that I was accustomed to at a very early age.
It wasn't like odd to you.
Yeah, like I never saw people with disabilities as
a subhuman.
As what?
Subhuman.
Subhuman, yeah. As different, really. I mean, I understand that they had their struggles. And
they are all bad people.
They are. I mean, my grandmother was a terrible person. She was awesome. And it took a minute kind of being in a relationship to not try and let you do everything for yourself. Because I want you to be as autonomous as possible. Is that the right word? Mm-hmm. But you made a good point. You're like, just because I have to do these things don't mean I can't have help with them.
Yeah.
You're like, my life's already hard enough, and it was extremely hard before you. And it's nice having somebody in your life that loves you and is willing to help out.
Yeah, like so, I don't need you to try to teach me anything about, you know, I can.
But it's a learning process, and I can't imagine what it was like going through having to help a parent out, because, you know, that's somebody that
raised you.
Yeah, and then you see that a lot in that life, because that's how life goes, you know. But I hope you and your dad had a good enough relationship that you didn't have to do that, like, begrudgingly. Because this is a person that you love, not a person you dislike.
So. And I will say, if the bubbly personality question is about me, I say this a lot. But I feel like being happy is a choice that you have to consciously make every day. Because we all have things that could make us miserable or sad. I understand depression is a chemical balance issue, but I just mean like not being negative about life even when everything does seem stacked against you. Yeah. I'm not always bubbly and happy, but I want to have I want to leave a good impact. I want to leave a good impression about like life. As a disabled person, it doesn't have to be miserable. It is what you make it, you know?
Yeah, I think you've become a true testament to that.
Thank you.
And I wonder if, you know, it's... I mean, I'm sure people in the disabled community are seeing that, and maybe if you're changing their outlook on life, and just aside from feeling seen or heard, but also being like, I like the way that person carries themselves, given the hand they were dealt.
Yeah.
So.
Love that. I'm going to kill her.
I know. I don't know if you can hear this upstairs neighbor, but God damn.
I'll try to get it out.
They are.
Like every
it's all day, every day.
Night.
It's like, do you sleep? At 4 a.m., they're doing this shit.
He's getting his steps in. It'd be appropriate if I went up there and was like, hi, I'll fucking kill you. Yeah. No, but like being like, hey, you walk loud.
Are you wearing boots up there? What are you doing?
What the fuck is going on? I talked to our neighbors. Shoes. They were like, no, we never hear
you
know, our
hey, do you always hear your neighbors upstairs? They're like, no.
Yeah. It's
ridiculous.
Come up with something to say, I'm sure.
Oh, God. I'll go up there with a gun. I don't give a shit.
Do you want to do one more? Or do you want to go?
No, we'll go ahead. And so, sorry. That's all the calls we can get to today for the segment.
Fiona called me.
That was an awkward ending to that, but I feel like two very good questions. Mm. We've got plenty of calls, and we'll get to more on the Skankfest episode too.
Hello, and thank you for watching Ribbon Up with Fiona Colley and Matt Taylor. I did want to let y'all know, because you are Ribbon Up fans, if you go to FionaColley.com and go to my merch on there, I have t-shirts, hats, tote bags, minimal things. And if you use code RUP, it is 10% off. All right, back to the episode.
But I'll just close out. I don't have it's not a conspiracy theory for Matt's conspiracy corner. But my mom, who loves me dearly, did send me something.
Oh my God.
To kind of back up last week's episode. About me smelling my own shit.
Please go on.
She sent me an article about You know what? I'll just read it.
Now you've really peaked.
Yeah, oh, y'all really, y'all become a bit sad.
He literally read this thinking it was his told you so moment. And I was like, this is not what you think it is.
It's, you know.
Yeah, it's, read it with your chest, Matt.
All right. As best as I understand it, and I have no references to back this up. Damn it. Never read that line.
That's the first line.
But any animal that smells its own excrement does so to check for disease.
Any animal.
If you observe a cat using a litter box or a dog pooping outside, they always turn around and take a good whiff before they carry on about their business. I would imagine that any intelligent species does this. You're focusing on the wrong words. Intelligent species does this. Since we become accustomed to our specific scent, from smelling it each time, we can easily detect changes and therefore know immediately when something is wrong with our bodies. So all this to say, I would imagine we enjoy the scent of our own shit because it smells familiar, reinforcing that we are healthy and in good physical condition.
First of all, what's this wee stuff? Who enjoys it?
I mean, it sounds like there's people out there that smell their own shit.
I wrote this.
I would never use excrement.
I am curious. If you do feel that way, that you're getting data out of each whiff, each huff, per se. If we were to do a blind sniff test, do you think you could smell the healthy
shit
versus...
That's a good... We should do that on the Patreon, all of us. Yeah. You know what else my mom said? She said, and it can be like a form of OCD. And she said she had a client... I'm not going to ever say it. She never get names or anything, but you weren't very ready for this? We'll end the episode on this because it's disgusting. Okay. Oh, God. You think me smelling my own shit is bad? This person would pop their zits and eat it. Like a little treat every day. They would compulsively pop their zits and eat them.
That's horrible.
And that's all the time we have for today's episode.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. How's that for an ending? Isn't that disgusting? So... I know you like popping zits. You ever want to pop one in like a zin?
Literally.
You ever want to pop it in like a zin?
Literally, I'm going to vomit. Oh my God. Okay, I'm sorry about that, guys.
Oh, man.
You should give it as a trigger warning.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Well, wrap it up. Throw some dates up there. Let us know where you're going.
I'm on tour, Playboy. I'll be, when is it?
This will come out next week, so.
So I'll be in Philly on the 25th, 26th. I'm in Indy. I don't remember my dates. Well, they're my.
I can tell you.
Oh.
All right. The 5th and 6th, you're going to be in St. Petersburg. And then you'll be in Louisville on the 16th. You'll be in Fort Wayne on the 17th. And you'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin on the 18th. And that's a wrap for the year. But. She's got a lot of amazing dates coming up on the new year. You can get all of that at FionaCauley.com or her link in bio. You know what? I'll just take it from here. Also, you can find all my stuff at RodneyCarrington.com if you want to come out. We're closing the end of the year not in Vegas, but that's going to be a wild, fun show. And exciting. And if you want to know the inside scoop of the things that we couldn't say, go ahead and head over to patreon.com/rampinguppod where we do fake ad reads. If you haven't seen them, they're absolutely wonderful. I just put out the first fake ad read for free if you want a little taste of what we do over there. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And if you're a real one, you'll join us over at Patreon. It's patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RAMPINUPPOD. All right. Thank you for watching. We'll see you over there.
Bye. Next video.
All right. Oh, hi.
this video. Hype this video. If you're still watching, hype this video.
All right. Bye.
We're breaking up.
Clapping the game, Luke.